Thank you very much also from my part to the distinguished delegates for these comments and questions. I would like to start with what was mentioned by the delegate of Colombia related to intersectionality. Indeed, one of the other main principles of the EU Anti-Racism Action Plan, which I probably didn't get too much into detail to during my first intervention, is indeed intersectionality, the intersectionality-based policy approach. And this aims to focus on the premise that inequities are not only the result of a single distinct factors, but rather the outcome of intersections of different social locations, power relations, and experiences. And this is also in order to identify and tackle potential manifestations of structural racism and their impact. And of course, this links very closely to equality data, which was mentioned by the delegate from South Africa, and the work that the Commission is doing on equality data. With the guidelines mentioned earlier, one of the main principles is that when collecting equality data, it should also be possible to allow respondents to give multiple grounds of discrimination, indeed to uncover then intersectional discrimination or multiple discrimination. So this is very closely linked again to the work the Commission is doing on equality, on encouraging member states to move towards a harmonized approach in regards to equality data collection. The guidelines do not per se say that that member states should use third parties, because it's true that as grassroots actors, civil society actors are doing incredible work in relation to equality data. What we are doing is we are then again collecting good practices across the EU from different member states on equality data collection. Some of them are coming from work that is being done between member states and civil society actors. So we have examples of good practices to where third parties such as grassroots organizations, civil society organizations are being consulted and also used for the advancing the harmonization of equality data. This is a compendium that is also available on the European Agency for Fundamental Rights, the Equality Data Compendium on Good Practices, where all these can be found. We also know that combating stereotypes and raising awareness of history is very important, of course, to the work of combating racism, as stereotypes can be centuries old, with a tenacious hold on attitudes and a tendency to be self-perpetuating, and too often such stereotypes are reinforced by a tendency towards social divisions that place marginalized communities, such as people of African descent, in a different space from the majority, not only socially but also physically. And here it is crucial to address and acknowledge the historical roots of racism. Only in this honest way can we truly understand how racism and racial discrimination manifests itself today. So we have to, this is an important starting point. Colonialism, slavery are embedded in our history and have profound consequences for society today. And here, ensuring remembrance is of course an important part of encouraging inclusion and understanding. And I'd like to add also here, lastly, that the council conclusions that were adopted earlier this year also mention the importance of raising awareness among the population on the fight against all forms of racism. And here, again, historic and contemporary expressions of racism, such as slavery, were mentioned. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.